This is CPR News. In KRCC, I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Marijuana sales in Colorado slid again in 2025. New data from the State Revenue Department shows sales totaled about $1.3 billion last year. Sales have fallen every year since peaking at nearly $2.3 billion in 2021. Experts point to competition from other states legalizing recreational cannabis as one of the primary reasons for the decline. The state has collected $3.1 billion in tax and fee revenue from cannabis since recreational sales were legalized in 2014. It's been more than a month since seven states and the Colorado River Basin missed a critical deadline to agree on how to share the water. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, talks have continued after a two-week hiatus.
New Mexico's water negotiator Esteban Lopez says proposals and counterproposals are going back and forth as recently as Thursday.
Right now we're focusing on trying to figure out how to operate for the short term. The hydrology right now is incredibly dire.
He says a pitch from Nevada is a starting point for the latest negotiations. It calls for releasing water from reservoirs like Flaming Gorge in the Upper Basin this year to stop Lake Powell from getting too low to produce hydropower. Lower Basin states would also cut back their water use. The Interior Department is working on a backup plan if states don't reach a deal. More than 18,000 people submitted comments on the Fed's potential playbook for managing the river. I'm Scott Franz.
Workers at the JBS meat processing plant in Greeley are starting a second week of strikes today. The union representing the workers says about 3,000 employees are on strike. A contract extension expired earlier this month. The strike is planned to wrap up at the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.